What's up, everybody? It's another episode of True Facts, Logic, and Opinions. And I'm your host, Aron Bonnier. And today, let's talk about this debating they got going on with these stimulus checks and all that. And it's just some things that I just ain't getting, man. Like, they saying the Republicans want to take the $600 extension for the unemployment down to, what, 400 or something? And this and that? Because they saying they don't want people to be a disincentive to go out and get a job, right? First off, the failure of this administration on the coronavirus is the reason why y'all should have extended $600. People should be getting more. Like, how you gonna try to get somebody to go out in a disease-infested country to find a job? Like, that's, it just don't make no sense, man. Like, and it, I just want to understand, like, when it's time to give rich people, people that's already well off, when it's time to get them all these billions of dollars, like, y'all don't, Republicans don't hesitate. They don't hesitate. But you can't give regular people that's struggling, like, you trying to find a way to cut money off from regular people? Like, and that's another thing I don't be understanding, man. Like, why do middle class and poor people vote Republican? Why do y'all do that? It don't even make no sense. Like, come on, man. Like, you talking about they don't want nobody to sit at home and get it. Eventually, the unemployment is going to run out. So whoever's sitting at home acting like they don't want to get a job, they better jump on the first job that they can get. Because if you sitting at home and you think you're going to just go, you want to just keep collecting unemployment and you ain't got no job, then what? And a job come along, like, you, unemployment expires. But the reason why people need it right now is because we can have a disease-infected country that is going up, man. Like, literally, man. And just keep it real, like, United States got more deaths per capita, probably like fourth in the world out of all the countries. We almost to 160,000 people dead. And you want to know why you should be giving people extra money? Maybe people need extra money to bury their loved one. Because y'all wanted to open up before the CDC said it was time to open up. Y'all did that. Y'all the ones was talking like that. There wasn't no Democrats talking about, no Democrats talking about opening up the country before the CDC said it was time. Y'all did that. So what y'all crying about helping people out? Like, why y'all so, like, why I don't understand y'all? Like, what's wrong with helping people out? Like, why is y'all so cruel? Like, for real, man. Like, why is y'all so cruel, man? Like, when it's time to give rich people money, like, y'all give them money like it ain't nothing. And you mean tell me y'all can't, like, come on, man. Why is y'all being so cruel, man? Like, that's just pitiful, man. That's just pitiful. And people in this country, y'all really vote for these Republicans, man. Like, I understand they might be dog whistling to the races, man. But being racist ain't gonna feed your kids. Being racist ain't gonna get your kids to college. Being racist ain't gonna put food on your table. So at the end of the day, you gotta put personal feelings and all that is sad. And we, and poor and middle class people, black, white, Hispanic, we all need to come together, man, and go against these rich people, man. Because, like, all this, like, they really cruel. They is really cruel. Like, what's up with that, man? Like, I just don't understand. It's 2020 and it's middle class and poor people still vote Republican, man. That don't make no sense to me, man. Don't make no sense to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, man. Like, the Republican Party should be, like, they should be going out of business right now for what Trump been doing and what they've been allowing Trump to do. And then they act, you got the audacity. After the way this president handled the COVID-19 pandemic by downplaying it and all this and that. You don't remember? Oh, it's going to go away. There's only 15 people with it. Pretty soon there's going to be none. Oh, it's a hoax from the Democrats. And then this president keep talking about the China virus. Like, Trump, that's what you don't understand. If China is an adversary country to us, so if China gave us send the virus over here, why you ain't doing nothing to protect us from China then? We know it started in China, but we blaming you for your response to what China did. We ain't saying you started it. We saying your response to what China did. And I remember in the beginning, you was all with China. Trump was all with China in the beginning. China take care of it, this, that, and the other. Now all of a sudden, it's politically expedient for you to blame China for. Like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. It's deep. This is deep, man. And y'all reporters, man, that be interviewing Trump, man. I know y'all be scared, like, because y'all feel like if y'all be hard on him, he ain't going to call y'all back. Well, man, come on, man. Y'all got to step y'all game up, man. Because he be attacking y'all more than anybody, and y'all be sitting up there let him say anything to y'all. When he said that it's the China virus, y'all should have been like, hold up, man. We ain't blaming you for starting the virus. We blaming you for your response to what China did, sir. It's almost like you trying to blame another country because you responded effed up to the situation. Because you was slow to the situation. Because you was trying to downplay the situation. Because you kicked the can down the road. Because you started telling people to open up earlier than what the CDC said. You did that, sir. You did. Like, we already blame China for starting it, but we blaming you for your response to what China did. Oh, this is like we blaming you for your response to the Russians hacking our election, and you keep trying to be friends with them. How we respond to you not reacting to the Russians putting bounties on American soldiers' head, and you still trying to be friends with them? That's what we talking about. It's just simple things, Mr. Trump. It's simple, homie. And the funny thing about it is, this is what you don't even understand. You don't even understand how insulting it is for you to say that you did more for black people than any other president other than Abraham Lincoln. That's an insult for you to say when in the same breath you turn right around and talk about the cities where African Americans dwell at. Instead of you sending troops and law enforcement from the FBI to urban communities, man, send jobs. Send equality. And the crime rate to go down overnight, man. Period, man. Like, let's don't do that, man, like you did. And then they talking about criminal justice reform. Like, what did you do when your judges is still sentencing people harshly? What did you do? Like, come on, man. Like, quit trying to insult the American people's intelligence, politicians. Especially Steve Mnuchin, man. You talking about you don't want nobody to not be sensitive to work. What? That's crazy, man. When a president, like, people born with silver spoons in their mouth, ain't have to do nothing to get rich, but be born. Like the majority of all the other rich people in this country. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. Take care of the people, man. It's a democracy. For the people, by the people, man. Republicans, take care of the people, man. Straight up, man. And I got something else to say, too, man. But I think I'm going to make that another podcast, man, about... But the way we got all these Democrats and out here acting like they got a problem with Joe Biden. It's too late for that, man. It's time to get rid of Trump now. We ain't got time to be talking about what we don't like about Joe Biden. That's over with, man. That's over with, man. And if Kanye West run for president as black people, we should abandon him, and no black people should buy no more of his records. We should let the country audience buy his records now. Because if he actually think that he gonna try to, and we know, it's Republican lawyers that's trying to get him on ballots in battleground states so he can take votes away from Joe Biden and get Trump a chance. So if he run, and he knowing he can't win, and he run knowing he can't win, then we already know we need to abandon him. It's over for him as far as the black community. You talking about cancel culture? Nah, bump cancel culture. We talking about cut you off culture. You done. You rich. You made your money. Now go somewhere and be with Donald Trump, man. Straight up, man. It's sad though, man. Like, these Republicans in there, they debating over this Democrat because the and the thing about it is they try to make it seem like it's the Democrats holding up the stimulus package because the Democrats won't fold to them trying to stick it to the American people. Like, come on, man. It's a pandemic. You owe people extra money. The government, you owe people extra money, man. Like, come on, man. And if a job come along and you don't take that job because you getting unemployment and you don't take that job, that's on you because it's unemployment going to run out. And when it run out, you're going to wish you would have took that job. So far as them saying it's going to incentive people not to take jobs, we already know that the jobs that's been lost in this country, they've been lost so many. So what about that, man? Like, come on, man. We tired of y'all with this. We tired of Republicans with this sheer cruelty, man. Straight up, man. Y'all just being cruel, man. Like, that don't even make no sense, man. Quit talking like y'all all of a sudden y'all care about people getting... Like, come on, man. Don't do that, man. Don't do that, man. Crazy, man, the way they acting like they don't want to. They talking about they want to take the stimulus bill from 3-point-something trillion down under 2 trillion. Like, what is y'all doing, man? But when it's time for y'all to bail out banks, people that's already rich, when it's time for y'all to bail out, like the last stimulus package that went out, how did people that's already rich get stimulus packages? How did Kanye West get millions of dollars in stimulus money when he ain't even lost his job? He's still making music and making money. But he got some of the stimulus money. That money could have went to some poor people, man. Like, come on, man. And they talking about small business stimulus package for small businesses. And then all of a sudden, they talking about the Los Angeles Lakers is a small business. What? It's a billion-dollar industry. The Lakers? 16 championships? And they got stimulus money? Like, come on, man. Like, y'all, like America, man. Like, America, Listen. Let's be serious. We all know history. We all know what goes around comes around. And I don't understand why people think they could change that. Nobody could change the universal law of you reaping what you sowing or cause and effect. Nobody could change that, man. The only thing you could do is try to start doing good so when the worst come, you don't be affected by it that much, man. But I'm just tired of y'all talking like y'all, like the Republicans, y'all cruel, man. There's people out here struggling, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Then you got people out here with pre-existing conditions that don't want to be around this disease and whatever, don't want to catch it because they feel like they're going to die if they catch it. Like, and y'all playing games, man. Come on, man. Congress, let's go, man. Get that done ASAP, man. This is True Facts, Logic, and Opinions. And I'm your host, Aron Manero, and I'm out.